Very interesting that we have a raffle going on, because this story is about a big raffle, as you're going to hear, which is called a lottery. It's kind of like a big raffle, and if you listen closely, you'll hear the story. Once there was a chassid of Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev, and he came to his Rebbe, and this man was known amongst the chassidim as a big gvir, a rich man. And he was a chassid, a very rich man, and he did all kinds of good things with his money, and he had different businesses, and he was an important chassid. And he came to see Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, and as soon as he came into the room of Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, he started to cry bitter tears. And he said, Rebbe, nobody knows it yet, but I'm about to become a poor man. All of my businesses are going completely down to the bottom. Different things happened, you know, in business, different things happened, and I've lost my money. Different things happened in business, and the businesses fell apart. The money was lost. Not only this chassid lost the money, but he owes money. He has big chayvos, big debts. He's got to pay different people. And he doesn't have the money to pay his debts. He doesn't have the money to live, to pay for things for his family. He's in big financial trouble, which means he's in big money trouble, which means he's in a very difficult situation. And he's crying to his Rebbe, Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev. What's he going to do? He doesn't want to let people down. He doesn't want to let his family down. But the businesses went under. What's he going to do? And Levi Yitzchak Berditchev put his head down on his hands, and he was thinking, and of course he was becoming very close to Hashem. Everything that he says is with Ruach HaKodesh. And he says, what you should do is buy a ticket for the lottery. And as I just told you, a lottery is like a big raffle. You have a ticket. Let's say you pay $1. And the prize is not just a bicycle or not just a bunch of nash or something. The prize could be $1 million. You pay $1 for a ticket, you could win $1 million back. And in those days and in those places was different kinds of different money. It was rubles, let's say. So Levi Yitzchak Berditchev says, you buy a lottery ticket. Levi Yitzchak Berditchev told his chassid, if you buy a lottery ticket, Hashem should help you that you will win the lottery. And in that way, you're going to be helped. Now, Kinalach, the chassid still was a little bit afraid and a little bit upset. And he says, Rebbe, I'm so happy, and I, of course, trust your words that I should buy a lottery ticket, and I trust in Hashem that I'm going to win, just like you said. But, Kinalach, you have to understand, there are different kinds of lotteries. One kind of lottery is you buy a ticket today, and the lottery, the raffle, happens tonight. Or another kind of a lottery, you buy a ticket today, it happens tomorrow. So within a day or two, you could win. But in those times, the lottery was different. You could buy a ticket today, you could hold a ticket for a year or 2 years or 3 years, and it still might win 3 years later. Because you would hold on to the ticket for a certain amount of time, and it could be years until you win. You might win, but it might be in 3 years. And the chassid was afraid. His Rebbe did not say when he would win. The Rebbe gave him a bracha to win the lottery. What if it's going to happen in a year or two or 3 years, and all of the people he owes money are going to come to him very soon asking for the money, and he won't have money for his family or to pay back, and he's going to be in big trouble, and it's going to be very difficult until he wins the lottery, the waiting, the time. He says, Rebbe, I'm afraid that I might have to wait a long time to win the lottery. And Rebbe Yitzchak Berdichev told his chassid, he says, don't worry. Not only you're going to win the lottery, I forgot a very important thing. And the chassid also told his Rebbe, another thing I have, a problem, or a very big worry that I have a daughter, and it's already her time to become a kolamedel, to find a shidduch. And not only that, she already has a shidduch, and I've already, of course, agreed and arranged to pay for the chasana and the dowry, like we had in the other story, and the dunya. And all of a sudden, it's like the floor will be pulled out from under me. I won't have the money for the chasana. I won't have the money for the chasana and kala, and to pay for all the things. What am I going to do? That was an added worry with all the other worries, and it's a very big worry. So Levi Yitzchak Berdichev told his chassid, he says, don't worry. Not only you're going to win the lottery, but even before you win the lottery, Hashem is going to help you to have money in a good way and in a nice way. So listen to this, Kenelach, two brachas. One bracha is to win the lottery. And the other bracha is, even before he wins the lottery, he's going to have money in a good way, in a nice way. So it seems there's going to be two things here of money. Two brachas for money. Okay. The chassid left the room of Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, and he went now out into the street, and he found the place that they sell tickets for the lottery, for the gero, like the big raffle. And he takes out a ruble, and he says, I would like one ticket for the big lottery. And the man gave him one ticket for the lottery. And he takes his ticket now, and he travels home, on the long way home, and he's going to wait till they make a raffle, a lottery. They don't make it every day, maybe once a month. And hopefully, in the first chance they make a lottery, hopefully he's going to win, he hopes. He has a bracha from his Rebbe. It's just a matter of when. And on the way home, he has to spend the night in a hotel or a motel by the side of the road where people are traveling and they don't want to travel at night. So he goes into the hotel by the side of the road. The chassid stops by a hotel and he says to the man, I need a room because I like to go to sleep. And now he goes to his room. All of a sudden, they're pulled up to the hotel, a very fancy wagon with fancy horses, and very important looking officers of the king. And inside the wagon was a very high ranking special officer, a very, very important officer of the king. And the other officers were with him because he didn't travel by himself. He was almost like a king himself. He was such an important officer. And he had other officers going with him. And now they stay also in the hotel, and they also get rooms in the hotel. And the important officer now goes to his room, and he puts on his pajamas, and he goes to sleep in his bed. And as he's sleeping, the important officer has a dream. All of a sudden, in the dream, he dreams that somebody is talking to him, and they're saying like this, Officer of the King, did you buy a ticket for the lottery? Now, it so happens, this officer of the king also bought a ticket for the lottery. Because because a lot of people do that. A lot of people want to win a lot of money, so they buy a ticket for the lottery. He also bought a ticket, a raffle ticket. And he, in the dream, he answers, "Yes, I bought a ticket for the lottery." And the voice says, "Officer of the king, you should know your ticket is not worth a penny. It's not worth anything because you're going to lose the lottery." And all of a sudden the voice says, "But somebody else in this hotel has a ticket also for the lottery, and his ticket is the winning ticket of the lottery. He will win the grand prize. Your ticket is not worth anything. Somebody else in this hotel that you're sleeping in has a winning ticket. He will win the grand prize of the lottery." And in the dream, the officer says, "Who has the winning ticket to the lottery?" And the voice in his dream says, "There is a Jew in this hotel. Yes, he has a hat and a beard. That's what a Jew looks like. You will see him in the hotel. He has the winning ticket for the lottery." And all of a sudden, the officer wakes up from his dream. "Oh, what a dream. What a strange dream. Ah, it's probably nothing. It's just a dream because, you know, I'm thinking about winning the lottery. I'd love to do it, so I have such a dream. Okay, well, you know, people have such dreams. I'm going back to sleep. I'm tired." He goes back to sleep, and again, he has a second dream. "Officer of the king, you should know that your ticket for the lottery is not worth anything at all. But there's a Jew in this hotel. He has the winning ticket for the grand prize. And if you're smart, you'll figure out a way to get his ticket so you could win the lottery." And he wakes up in a dream. "Oh," the officer says, "this must be a real dream. Otherwise, why would I have it twice?" And he gets really excited. He sees it's already light outside. He wakes up one of the other officers who's still sleeping and snoring away in bed in the other part of the room. And he says, "Hey, wake up, wake up, wake up. Why are you waking me up? I'm so tired. I have to sleep." "No, get up. Go out of this room. Go around the hotel before it's too late. And look for a Jew." "Oh, a Jew? What do you mean, look for a Jew? You know, a beard and a hat and, you know what a Jew looks like. Find the Jew and ask him, just ask him if he's got a ticket for the lottery." "I should ask a Jew? Which one? Just find one. What do you mean? Just find any Jew. Find a Jew and see if he has a lottery ticket and ask him if he has a lottery ticket. And if he does, bring him right here to this room right away." "Okay." Well, that officer gets dressed in his uniform. Of course, not as fancy as the uniform of the big officer, but he's also an officer. And he goes around the hotel, and sure enough, he sees the Yid, the chassid of Lady Yitzchak Abedichev, in the hotel. Sure enough, he's there. And all of a sudden, this officer comes up to the chassid. And of course, he doesn't know anything that's going on. And the officer says, "Excuse me, you're a Jew, right?" "Yep, Baruch Hashem, I'm a Jew. Do you have a ticket to the lottery? Did you buy such a thing?" And the chassid says, "Well, as a matter of fact, I have a ticket for the lottery." "Oh, so come with me, please. My boss, the officer, the big officer, he wants to see you." "Why does he want to see me?" "I don't know why he wants to see you, but he wants to see you, so you should go because he wants to see you. So come with me and I'll take you to his room." And the chassid of Levi Yitzchak Abedichev didn't exactly know what's going on, but he decided to go to the big officer. And all of a sudden now they go to the nice room where the big important officer, the king, is staying, and they go in. Probably he changed from his pajamas to his uniform already because he knows or he hopes that somebody will come. He hopes that his officer will bring a Jew from the hotel and he'll get away his lottery ticket. He is planning to get away from the Jew the lottery ticket by one way or another. And he says, "Oh, hello there. I see that there's a Jew in the hotel." And the chassid of Levi Yitzchak Wudichuk says, "Shalom Aleichem." And he says his name. Of course, we don't know his name in the story. We just call him a chassid of Levi Yitzchak Wudichuk. And the big officer says, "Do you happen to have a ticket for the lottery?" And the chassid says, "Yes, I do." "Oh," the officer says, "do you know, I also have a ticket for the lottery." And the chassid says, "Oh, that's nice. I have a ticket and you have a ticket. Well, I think I better go now. Not so fast. After all, I invited you to come to my room. How much did you pay for your ticket for the lottery?" And the chassid says, "A ruble." "How much did you pay?" "Well, I also paid a ruble." "I'll tell you what," the officer says, "if you give me your ticket, it's very, very a big chance that you won't win. In fact, it's a very small chance that anybody will win. Sometimes nobody wins. And sometimes you have to wait years to win and you still won't win. So it's just a ruble that's lost. So I'll tell you what. You give me your ticket and I'll pay you 2 rubles. That way at least you have 2 rubles instead of no rubles." And the chassid says, "No, I want to keep my ticket." And the officer says, "Well, 2 rubles, of course, that's like a joke. I will give you 20 rubles for your ticket. 20 rubles is a lot of money. Why don't you give me your ticket? After all, you're probably going to lose anyway. So, I just think that I would like to have your ticket. Then I'll have my ticket, I'll have your ticket. Let's do it that way. 20 rubles. The chassid says, No, I want my ticket for the lottery." And the big officer is starting to get a little bit nervous because he wants that ticket. He says, "Look, let's not waste any time. I'll give you 100 rubles for your ticket right now. And that way you'll have 100 rubles. The chassid says, "No, I don't want 100 rubles. I want my ticket for the lottery that I bought." And now the big officer is getting nervous and upset. And he says, "Look, let's not waste any more time at all because I do have to get going soon. I want your ticket and I'll give you 1,000 rubles. 1,000 rubles for your ticket." And the chassid says, "Even for 1,000 rubles, I want to keep my ticket." Now, of course, Kinalach, the chassid thinks to himself, his ticket, since he got a bracha from Levi Yitzchak Wudichuk, is going to be the winning ticket. So he wants to keep his ticket. And he doesn't want to get this ticket from this big officer. And the big officer got very nervous. He started to call all of his little officers. And he said, "Grab this Jew and take away his ticket." They grab the Yid, and they start pulling away his ticket, and he starts to grab onto the ticket. He didn't want it to tear, but they start prying it out of his hands, and they're all holding him down, and they're holding his arms, they're holding his legs, and of course, all of these officers all over him, how much can he hold out already? And they took away the ticket against his will with force. They forced him to give the ticket. And the big officer says, "Look, I don't want to steal it from you, but I do want your ticket. Take the 1,000 rubles, like I said." And so, Kinalach, the chassid got 1,000 rubles, and the officer gave him his ticket also. He says, "Look, my ticket is probably not worth a thing, so I'm going to give you my ticket. I have your ticket, you have my ticket, you have 1,000 rubles, and you shouldn't have any complaints against me, but I just have to have your ticket, and that's all." And so Kinilach, the big officer and the little officers left in their fancy wagon, and the chassid took his 1,000 rubles and he went home. The chassid came home and with 1,000 rubles he was able to make the beautiful chasana for his daughter, because 1,000 rubles is a lot of money. And shortly thereafter was the big raffle, the big lottery, and they drew the winning tickets. And that day, the big officer was holding his ticket, listening to the numbers being called. And unfortunately, his numbers did not win at all. And he started to get very, very upset. And all of a sudden, they said, "Who is the winner of these numbers should come forward and get the 1,000,000 rubles. Now, when they draw the numbers, a lot of people are right there because they're excited. They think they're going to win. All of a sudden, somebody's hand goes up. "I have the winning ticket! I have the winning ticket!" And all of a sudden, everybody turns their heads to see who has the winning ticket for the ruble. And so does the big officer, the king. And who do you think is going up now to get the bag of 1,000,000 rubles? Who do you think had the winning ticket?
Rabbi Chassid.
The Chassid of Lady Yitzchak Abedichev. He had the winning ticket. His ticket was the winner, the one that the big officer had given him, and the one that he didn't want, but that won. And now we saw the bracha came true. Number one, the Rebbe said to him, even before you win the lottery, you're going to get money, right? So he got 1,000 rubles even before he won the lottery. And after he won the lottery, after he got the 1,000 rubles and made the chasana, he won the lottery. Now the Chayes of Lublin used to complain, of course not a kvetching and complaining in our regular kind, but you know, if a tzaddik complains, it's something to do with Torah mitzvahs and Hashem and Ruchnius. And he said he never really gets the chance to do Hachnosis Orachim. He never really takes care of Orachim. I mean, he's a Rebbe. His wife cooks and does things, and if they ever have Orchim, maybe he'll say Torah, but it's not like he really does the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. And he had tsar about that. It, you know, bothered him that he really never took care of Orchim. And this is what happened one night. 3 miles away, in a certain town, there was a lady, and she went into labor, and she started to have her baby. But she was having problems and difficulties and complications. And the midwives, the ladies that were trying to help her to have the baby, they really could not do anything about it. And she was in sakana. It was dangerous. And they didn't know what to do. And there was no doctor in that little town, but the midwives were good and they said, "This woman needs a special help from Hashem to have her baby because she has very difficult problems now." So they said, 3 miles away in the next town is Lublin, and over there is the Chayze of Lublin, the Helik Tzaddik. Somebody should go with the woman's name, and they should take the woman's name to the Tzaddik, and he should say the woman's name and give her a bracha, like a Misha Berach. So they wrote down the woman's name and her father's name or her mother's name. They wrote down the name on a tzettel, on a piece of paper. And now they said, who's going to take it in the middle of the night? And it was freezing outside. Who's going to take it in the middle of the night to the Chayze of Lublin? So there was a man there that had a wagon. And he used to do jobs like a taxi driver. You know, you pay him some money and he goes somewhere with the wagon. So they asked him, and he said, "You know, we'll pay you money. Please go driving 3 miles to the next town with this piece of paper and find the tzaddik, the Chayze of Lublin, and give him the piece of paper so he should be able to say the woman's name and give her a bracha." Now, the man was a simple man. He really didn't know exactly who the Chayz of Lublin was or what he looked like. But he said, okay, you pay me the money and I'll take the piece of paper and I'll go to the next town and I'll find the Chayz of Lublin. And he gets in his wagon and he starts to go. On the way, he gets very cold. And it's the middle of the night, he's very tired. And he gets to the town of Lublin. He starts to think, where am I going to find the Chayz of Lublin? How do I know which is his house? He didn't have a sign in his house, the Chayz of Lublin. I mean, houses, and it's the middle of the night, it's dark. He says, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to wait till the morning. But I'm tired, and I'm cold, and I'm also hungry. I don't want to sit in my wagon the whole night. Oh, look, over there, there's one house with a light on. There's a light in the window. Maybe somebody is up over there. And he goes over there and he knocks on the window. Now this happened to be the house of the Chayz of Lublin, but he didn't know it. And all of a sudden the Chayz opens the door and he sees this man outside shaking and shivering. And he says, "Oi, a Yid out in the cold, why don't you come in?" And the Yid comes in and he's shaking and shivering. And the Chayz gives him some warm tea and he warms him up. And the man drinks the tea, and he says, the Chayz asks him, what are you doing in the middle of the night in the cold? He says, I came from a town 3 miles away, and there's a lady over there, and she's having trouble having her baby, and he gave me this piece of paper, and I have to find somebody named the Chayz of Lublin, that he should read the piece of paper and help the lady. But it's the middle of the night, and I'm very cold, and I'm very tired, and I don't know if I can go find him now, because I don't know where he lives. I'm so tired, all I want to do is go to sleep. And the Chayz says, you know what? Why don't you just go to sleep? And let me take the piece of paper. And maybe I'll see what I can do with it. Maybe in the morning I can give it to the Chayz of Lublin. And you're tired, you go to sleep. And the Chayz now made a bed for the man. And the man goes now into the bed. Now, the man wakes up late in the morning. Not early in the morning, but very late in the morning. All of a sudden, the man wakes up, and the Chayz is there. He still doesn't know he's the Chayz. He says, oh, no, it's very light outside. I must be late. Oh, I have to find the Chayz of Lublin to give him the piece of paper, because the woman is having trouble having a baby, and she's in a big danger, and here I slept so late. Oh, I don't know how to find him. Did you find him? And the Chayz says, look, you know, I tell you, I could send my kids, because I have kids, my sons, and they could take care of it. And you just woke up. Why don't you go and daven? And you go come home and you have a nice meal. And you come over here and you'll have a nice breakfast. And in the meantime, while you're davening, my sons will go and find the Chayz of Lublin, and he'll be able to give the bracha to the lady. Oh, that's a good idea. And the man goes to the shul. He comes home, the Chayz fixes him a nice breakfast, and feeds him a delicious breakfast. And after the breakfast, the man says, oh yeah, the woman, you know, I didn't ask you, did your kids find the Chayz of Lublin yet? Because the woman, she's supposed to have the baby, and she's in a danger, and she's having problems, and I have to give the paper to the Chayz of Lublin. And then the Chayz, of course, he doesn't know he's the Chayz, and the Chayz says, well, yeah, we found the Chayz of Lublin, and he gave a bracha, and he said that the woman is fine, and she had a baby boy already last night. She had a baby boy last night, in the middle of the night, and everything is fine. Oh, Baruch Hashem, that's wonderful. And maybe I should go and see the Chayz of Lublin. The Chayz says, you know, I'll tell you something. Everything is taken care of, so maybe you know, if you just like to get home, it's fine, because everything is done already, and everybody, everything is fine. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for the nice, comfortable bed, and the delicious breakfast. Thank you very much. And the man left, without ever knowing that he was the whole time by the Chayz of Lublin. And the Chayza said that the reason this happened to him was from the Shemayim, they listened to his tefillos, that he asked that he should have a chance to do Achnas HaSarakim, and he had a chance to do Achnas HaSarakim. Okay?